the Swinna Islanders would get into their boat wearing their working clothes and go into Barrick, which was 2.5-3 miles away. They had a particular time that they went at. They would go when the ebb was done, and they took the last of the ebb, and they'd row a few strokes out on the ebb, and they'd go north. And before you knew it, there was flood coming, and they'd come to go the other way. They used to go into Barrick. And in Barrick, they had a small hot belt that they used to go into and change their clothes into their church-going clothes. Mm-hmm. One end of the small hut had a fire in it, which was the ladies' end, for they used to go and change. And the gentlemen went and changed in the other end, which had the door in it.
Apparently it had clothes hooks and little benches and stuff. It was very well appointed for what it was.
It was something that happened over a long period of time, particularly after 1820, because the minister would no longer go to Swinna from Burrick because he was frightened to go on the sea. He hated the sea. And the same applies to the burials. There is no burials in Swinna after 1820. And they are all buried in the graveyard at Burrick. You can find the stones yet. There was an Alan man who took ill and they thought he was going to die. And he came down and met the boat coming back with his coffin. Because he'd recovered. He was in the Camagalen between times and they hadn't gotten back to the island. So they came back and he helped to carry his coffin up and they kept it under his bed for several years till he needed it. And then he was buried in it.